Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us all sing hymn 224. Sing hymn 224.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts I pray. See if the some wicked day in me, cleanse me from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin, fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire, though once I burn with shame. Grant my desire to know me, find thy name. Lord, take my life and make it holy thine. With thy great love divine, take all my will, my passion, self and pride, my love surrender yet in me. From thee, send every hour, start the work in me. Thy word declares, thou wilt supply our need.
We thank to the grace of the Lord that we are able to continue in our family altar. For tonight's Bible reading, let us refer to Psalms 139. Let's refer to Psalms 139. So this is a Psalm of David. It is to the choir master. Psalms 139. Let's read verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Verse 2, thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou discernest my thoughts from afar. Verse 3, thou searchest out my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with my ways. For even before a word is on my tongue, lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. 5. Thou dost beset me behind and before, and layest thy hand upon me. 6. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot attain it. Verse 7. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. Verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, 10. Even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. 11. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to thee, the night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with thee. Verse 13. For thou didst form my inner parts, thou didst knit me together in my mother's womb. 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, thou my soul knowest right well. 15. My frame was not hidden from thee when I was being made in secret, intricately wrought in the depths of the earth. 16. Thy eyes beheld my unformed substance, in thy book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none for them, or none of them. Verse 17. How precious to me are thy thoughts, O God, how vast is the sum of them. Verse 18. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. 19. Oh, that thou wouldst slay the wicked, O God, and that men of blood wouldst depart from me. 20. Men who maliciously defy thee, who lift themselves up against thee for evil. 21. Do I not hate them that hate thee, O Lord? And do I loathe them that rise up against thee? 22. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. 24. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Alright, so this is a beautiful Psalms of David. In these 24 verses, we can divide it into 4 parts. And each part, equally, they are 6 verses. So the first part, it is from verses 1 down to verse 6. This part tells us about the God who is an omniscient God. Then the second part, verses 7 down to verse 12. This part tells us God, he is an omnipresent God. And the third part, from the verses 13 down to 18, it tells us God the Creator. And here also tells us that God is an almighty God. He is an omnipotent God. And the last part, from the verse 19 down to 24, it tells us about the prayer of David. Alright, so here there are 4 parts in the Psalms 139. And for our study, we will make use of verse 24 as a theme or a topic of our sharing. Verse 24. In verse 24, here David, he prayed about this matter. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Alright, so we can say that this is a prayer by David that the Lord will lead him in the way of everlasting. So similarly, today in our prayer, we should always pray to the Lord that he will lead us in the way of everlasting, and all the more lead us not in the way of the wicked. That is why in this fourth part, we will run through this fourth part first. From verses 19 down to 24, as we have mentioned, this part tells us about the prayer of David. So in this part of this prayer, we are able to see at the time David prayed in relation to the wicked, those who are wicked. And from this prayer, especially from 19 down to verse 22, we are able to know about the wicked, about their position with God, and about their deeds, and of course their end. That's why in the verse 19 says, "Oh, that thou wouldst slay the wicked, O God." So this will be the end of those who are wicked. That was why in the verse 24 in his prayer, David says, "See if there be any wicked way in me." So from here, we understand David was one who does not want to be like the wicked, and that he will not have relationships or any fellowship with those who are wicked. That is why here in the verse 21 and 22, he says, "Do I not hate them that hate thee, O Lord? And do I not loathe them that rise up against thee?" Verse 22, "I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them as enemies." So why David pray about the wicked in this way? Because, as we say, David, he does not want to be like the wicked, to walk in the wicked ways. That is why he will not have any part with them, any relationship with them. So similarly, today, let us not walk in the way of the wicked. We know it will lead us into destruction. That was why in the verse 24 now, in his prayer, he also says, "Lead me in the way of everlasting." So this way of everlasting, it is eternal life. So today in our prayer, we should always pray the Lord lead us in this way of everlasting, way that leads to eternal life. So in our prayer, how should we pray? What should we pray for? So in the verse 23 in his prayer, David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts." Alright, so this one we are able to see in the first part from verses 1 down to verse 6, where David tells us that God is an omniscient God. He is an all-knowing God. And we see this in the verse 1 says, "O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me." So the key word here is "thou hast known me." Verse 2, "Thou knowest when I sit down and when I rise up." Alright, so again, verse 2, "thou knowest." Verse 4, the lower portion, "Lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together." Alright, and in the verse 6, his conclusion, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me." So this knowledge in the verse 6, this knowledge is like the knowledge of God, knowing all things, all matters. Alright, so God, he is an omniscient God. God knows everything. And we know why God knows everything. Because in the verse 1 here says, "O Lord, thou searched me." And in the verse 3, "thou searchest." Alright. And just now in the verse 23, "search me, O God." So today we must understand the Lord God that we worship, he is the Lord who searched us, and he is one who knows us. That is why in this first part, in the verse 2, the lower portion, David says, "Thou discernest my thoughts." Here, my thoughts. Verse 3, Thou searchest out my path, my lying down, and the lower portion, all my ways. Then verse 4, my thought, my tongue, that is manifested to the word. Alright, so David says, all my mind. So the Lord search him, the Lord know him. So similarly today, let us understand, the Lord is one who search us. And today, this knowledge is really very wonderful. At times, we ourselves, we do not understand ourselves. What more when we say that we are able to understand others? That is why in his prayer, he asked God in the verse 23 just now, search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and know my thoughts. Alright, let us refer to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Let us read verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? Verse 10. I, the Lord, search the mind and try the heart to give to every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doing. Truly today, our heart, it is deceitful, desperately corrupt. At times, we cannot understand ourselves. But thank the Lord, we have our Lord God, our Lord Jesus. He is one who search us. He is one who will try us. He is one who will know us. And definitely, He is one who will make known to us, to His words, to our conscience, to the sermons, to the advice of others, to allow us to know the position that we are in. Alright, so today let us pray that the Lord search us, that the Lord allow us to know our hearts, our thoughts, so that we will not walk in the way of the wicked, but we will walk in the way of everlasting. And of course, in the second part, from the verses 7 down to 12, David tells us that God, He is an omnipresent God. So verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? So God is a spirit. And we know this spirit, it surpasses time and the space. So nothing can limit God. So therefore, God is everywhere. He is omnipresent. Let's also refer to Jeremiah. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 23. Jeremiah chapter 23. Let's read 23 and 24. Verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah 23. Verse 23. Am I a God at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, says the Lord? Do I not fear heaven and earth, says the Lord? Alright, so from this verse, we know that God, He is an omnipresent God. He is present everywhere. So in the Psalm 139 verse 8, David says, if I ascend to heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, thou art there. Even if in the verse 9 says, likened if today we take a plane to a far place, like I take wings in the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea. But yet in the verse 10, even there thy hand shall lead me. Alright, so the Lord, He is present everywhere. Even if today, likened to verse 11 and 12, at the night, we hide ourselves in the dark places, but yet nothing can hinder God. In the dark places, to the Lord it is light. So man cannot see, but God sees, God knows, because God is there, present. Alright, so today we must understand the Lord is present. Let's not be like Jonah. Jonah thought that he was able to hide himself, to flee from the presence of God. And we know this was not beneficial to him. In actuality, it was to his detrimental. So in the Jonah chapter 1, we know at the time Jonah, he fled from God. And the Bible tells us he went down, all right? He went into a decline. So he went down into the Joppa. Then the Bible says he went down into the inner part of the boat. Then we know he was thrown into the sea, and then he was down inside the belly of a great fish. All right. So today we are not able to flee from the Lord God. We are not able to hide from him. So today it is better to face our Lord, to turn to him, to seek after him, to pray that he will help us. He will see us, examine us, search us. All right. So that we're able to know the position that we're in. And of course, in the third part, from the verses 13 down to verse 18, Psalm 139, 13 to 18, here David tells us God is the creator. Alright, so today we have relationship with our God. God knows us. Nothing is hidden because he is our creator. That's why today we must cherish this relationship with our God. That is why in the verse 17 and the verse 18, verse 17, the upper portion, how precious to me are thy thoughts, O God. And verse 18, the lower portion, when I awake, I am still with thee. So today, we must understand the Lord God that we worship, he is our creator. He is the omniscient God, the all-knowing God, and he is the omnipresent God. He is present everywhere, and he is the almighty God. He can help us. So today, let us take the Lord as very precious. Let us cherish God. Let us cherish our relationship with God. And definitely, we must be loyal to the Lord God until the end. So that's why verse 18, David says, I am still with thee. Alright, so today in our prayer, let us be like David. Let us desire to pray to the Lord so that he will lead us to walk in the way of everlasting, the way to eternal life. And more importantly also, let us pray that we will not walk in the way of the wicked. We pray that the Lord will guide us. So now let us pray. Let's continue to pray for ourselves, pray for our health, pray for our family, pray for the church, and pray for our nation, especially now in this pandemic. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, today, our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord Jesus. We'll end our family altar here. May the Lord bless, and the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.